to another worldwide podcast of Universal Otteries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Galatians. We're in chapter 5 with verses 7 through 12. You were running well. Who hindered you from following the truth? That enticement does not come from the one who called you. A little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough. I am confident of you in the Lord that you will not take a different view, and that the one who is troubling you will bear the condemnation, whoever he may be. As for me, brothers, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the stumbling block of the cross has been abolished. Would that those who are upsetting you might also castrate themselves. In Paul's anger, he shows his true flesh, the inability to say, I'm sorry, or I forgive you, as we undergo the test. In the end, he wished he could make those who opposed the gospel by keeping circumcision necessary for life eternal to be put to rest. He was confident in the Lord's ability to place us all under his confessed, admitting Jesus is the answer to every single mess we encounter or create as long as we do it in the gospel state. Amen. This is our practice daily to relate as I share some thoughts over my retreat, quiet, not to fake. Oh my Jesus, it is for the love of you and for the conversion of sinners, thy Holy Father, and for the reparation of the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We must remember that the suffering we live here on earth, no matter the situation, is our purification process of getting us ready to live eternally in the arms of Christ. If you believe this, then you feel, as I do, a need of practice, prayer, and proclamation of Jesus is the truth, as I pray we accomplish that with his inspiration, lived in his spirit to be fed by his true divinity, of receiving his body and blood daily as nourishment to live redeemed. Amen. Please pray with me my daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for our children as we do each day, especially Alexandra and Alan. The other three are Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. Our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for those who we said that we would pray for. Lord, we pray for those who are wanting to return to the church. They're aching to understand how to come back in the sacraments. As we pray for those who are dying today, Lord, we ask that you give them peace in their last breath. As we pray for Holy Mother Church, in Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Galatians 5. We are in verses 7 through 12 today. It's a four-stanza poem. It's ongoing in areas. It's titled Gospel Over the Life of Hell. Truth hindered by who to you? Not the gospel taught. Your enticement produced. Dough's batch leavened by yeast, little true. View different, Paul confident, not taken by you to do. Whoever he may be, condemnation bear he is free. The Christ gospel preached, you see, many are pardoned, including me. Circumcision preaching am I, Paul admitting his mother's past abide. Born Jewish, he would never deny. Abolished stumbling block, the cross he confides. Those angering you themselves castrate as a circumcision is held. I could only imagine the anger he must have felt. Paul had given his life to the gospel over the life of hell. Neighbors, love fulfills the truth Christ gave why we knelt. Amen. I'm Tom Showcruz Wiggins. It is February 24th, and I'm recording this morning at 7:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you so much for joining us today across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, it looks like we're going to be adjusting the time. We're preaching a little bit too much. We'll be closing today at 7:11. That's 7 minutes and 11 seconds. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Our good friends John and Marie, with blessings to you, lifting up the name of Jesus in all things. Thank you, Jesus, for all things. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.